Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Paul, just another one of those games in the series, another tight one. Just what did you see from your team? You guys go up 3-0, and then what did you see from Edmonton that got them back in? Just how the roller coaster of everything unfolded after that?
Well, it was just a mirror of the first period. They got into a little penalty trouble there, and we took advantage of it. And the second period was just the opposite. I think we were +3 on the power play side early and -3 on the power play side in the second half. And then we came out in even tight games, right? Both teams had some chances there, cracked some bars and had some chances that didn't go. And it's a bad break on the overtime winner. So 3 of the 4 games have gone to overtime. And I think that's probably the expectation of what we have going forward.
When you have a game like this, the way it ends and everything, is it good to be on a flight tomorrow? I know it's a long flight, but just to, you guys are flying out and flying again.
Better if we'd won it. But if you plan for 7 games, that means you're losing 3 of them.
Panthers coach Paul Maurice there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
Ouch! Man, that was an ouch last night. 2-2 series, still a lot of hockey left. Best of 3 starting in Edmonton tomorrow. Jeff Rimmer, former voice of the Panthers, now retired. It's nice to be able to get Rim on the phone. Jeff Rimmer joins us. How you doing, Jeff? How's it going, bud?
It's going well. I would have liked to have seen the Panthers go up 3-1 in the series with a win last night. It certainly looked like that in the first period. I would have liked to have been in the arena instead of watching it on television last night, but I'm heading to Europe today, Barcelona specifically, and then on to a cruise ship for 2 weeks, a gift of the Blue Jackets in retirement. So,
gift. Good stuff, Rem. That's good to hear, man. So you know what? This is going to be it for the series, man. Well, you'll keep up on it no matter where you are. I know that. But, hey, let's get into it. It's 3-0. And they, you know, at that point, I'm going, wow, that's 9-1 in the last 4 periods of hockey. They're killing these guys. They might be done. They got a goalie struggling. They pulled him. That was no secret. Skinner got pulled last night. What'd you think, and how surprised were you to see what happened in that second period that all of a sudden we got a 3-3 game?
Well, one of the strengths of the Panthers, Joe, all season long and even here in the playoffs for the most part, is their ability to lock it down. And they gave the Oilers a little bit of life there with that penalty early on in the second period. And, of course, Edmonton is able to capitalize with a power play goal, and that breathed new life into that team. Now, we should also point out why the Oilers, on the flip side of the Panthers, they have come from behind in a number of playoff games, including several in that Los Angeles first-round series. So this isn't new for Edmonton. They changed goaltenders. I thought Pickard was more lucky than good. There were a couple of times the pucks just bounced off him, much like those passes from Marino used to do to you.
That's a good point. By the way, I didn't think of that analogy, but, yeah, that's pretty good right there. Hey, yeah. So while we're talking, I know a lot of talk about Barkov. Barkov's got to do more. Do we have to get more out of Barkov in these next couple games to get this? He's been a little silent here.
Well, he's certainly been silent offensively, but done a pretty good job defensively. And you're not going to point fingers at one of the premier players, not only on the Panther, but in the National Hockey League. But yeah, you'd like to see him chip in with some goals. I thought it was a positive in the first period with Tkachuk, who has struggled offensively since the opening of the playoffs. And I thought that he had his strongest game last night. Thought he had the hat trick at 1.2, but boy, I'll tell you what. They need a little more offense. Certainly, you saw a number of chances offensively. You're looking for Luostarinen. Lundell had a great chance to make it a 4-0 hockey game. If that happens, it's over.
Yeah,
it's
that's a good point. Yep, I said the same thing this morning and was thinking that. I got to tell you, do you ever think Amaranth Bank? Boy, what it's turned into. It was so loud last night. I mean, it's Stanley Cup Finals, but where we were, you were around to see in the early years, and where it is right now, and I'm not talking about the nice Stanley Cup run that they had to get into the finals, but they had some down years to see this thing where it is right now with the fan base is phenomenal, isn't it?
It's terrific. In fact, talking to some players during the course of the regular season, not even the Stanley Cup playoffs, where it turns it up a notch or two on the loud meter. I thought and have talked to players around the NHL about playing in this building, and it's one of the toughest buildings to play in. Those fans certainly add a dimension to the Panther hockey team, and you talk to the Panthers in their room, and they'll tell you how much that crowd energizes them. But yeah, it's one of the loudest buildings with 20,000 plus in the building, including Taylor Swift. Why not? I thought it was just a great effort last night. Certainly they could have run away with the game. And even when they tied it up in the final seconds of regulation, I thought, quite honestly, they'd come through in overtime and maybe Bennett score his 15th of the playoffs.
Well, I tell you what, how about that? How close was that? Off the glove of Pickard and catches the crossbar. You're right. That's big. That's a big one. But I saw that stat last night. First team to rally from 3-goal deficit and win a Stanley Cup final game on the road since 1919. That's amazing.
No question it's amazing. I don't think too many of us were around to watch that game. I don't know if you were, Joe.
You might have been close, Rim. I know it's within a few years. I know. But that's all right. But go ahead.
No, I'll tell you, it was a phenomenal comeback and give the Oilers credit for that. Now, let's be honest about it. What it's going to take now is for the Panthers to win, and they've done it before, to win another game in Edmonton, either game 5 or game 7.
Right.
I said before the series, it's going to go 7 games. So, yeah, they're going to have to win one of those two games that are left to play in Edmonton by virtue of them having home ice.
Hey, so I do want to ask you, we talked about Draisaitl, who's having a great, actually, playoffs. Saw the numbers with the overtime goal winners that he's had so far in the regular season as well as the playoffs. I always wonder about McDavid because he's so smooth skating. He's not scoring goals, but he sets guys up and he just makes things, just skates at a different speed. I mean, you see it whether you're on TV or in person. I feel like we talked about this. He's about due to hit some goals here pretty soon, though, isn't he? I mean, I don't know how long, and I know his numbers weren't as much scoring this year as far as goals. But, man, he gets a lot of shots, and he can do things nobody else can do.
You're right. He's dangerous whenever he is on the ice. Again, give the Panthers credit. They've done a pretty good job in stifling him. Particularly, you're seeing him pass the puck more than even take shots.
Right.
And that's a credit to the Panthers' defense. And, of course, the forwards have got to chip in here defensively as well. And let's not forget Bobrovsky. He gave up the game-winning goal and gave up 5 in the game, but still made some pretty big saves. And he'll be a big factor here in what remains in the series for sure.
I'm glad you said that about Big Bob. It's really interesting because, you know, you look at the end of the night and you do end up giving up 5 goals, but he has so many unbelievable stops during the game, first period on, and spreads out and, you know, and off rebounds, they're right there, and he's able to get in position. Overall, how do you think he's played?
He's played well. I mean, I'm sure there's a couple of goals that he'd like to have back throughout the series, but they wouldn't be where they are without Bob.
Yes.
And the players will be the first to tell you that. He has been outstanding throughout the season, and particularly here in the playoffs, and I suspect here he'll be locking it down as the series continues.
So I look at this group of guys and the character, and I don't know any, Rim, you know a lot of these guys, the character and what they've done in the last 3 years in the playoffs and being able, their ability to win on the road, their toughness, everything they do, the way they play their system, and all those things. That was a tough loss last night. That was, I thought Edmonton losing 6-1 was one, but to have a three-goal lead last night and end up losing that game, I think they'll bounce back just fine. Would you be a little concerned, though, that there could be a little hangover with losing that game, letting that one get away?
Well, you'd think there was a hangover on Edmonton when they get bounced 6-1 the other night and then come back after a terrible first period with continue to take penalties. There's so many momentum shifts in this series, more so than any other Stanley Cup final that I can remember. Wow. Here. I don't think there'll be a hangover. I think the team will put this one aside. I'll tell you one guy that I thought was not as effective as he was throughout the series' first three games, and that's Marchand. I didn't think he had a particularly strong game last night. He had a couple of opportunities, made some plays, but I think we can get more out of him here in game 5, 6, and 7, if in fact goes 7 games.
Yeah. Kind of hard to get on the guy, though, man, that third line. Yeah. I mean, the Marchand and third line. But to your point, I get it. Hey, listen, these games, the bigger these games get and closer to win the Stanley Cup, you're looking for all the big guys to show up and finish like the Reinhardt goal last night to tie that sucker up with under 20 seconds was just a phenomenal effort. Hey, man, have a great vacation. Chase a little lady around a little bit on that trip. And spend some of that money. I hate to think that you're leaving all that retirement money that you save by being cheap up, you know, and leaving it for the kids. So spend some of that money, will you, Rim?
Well, it takes one to know one, and nobody did more of that than you did, Joe. So, yeah, I'm proud to be in your company.
Hey, don't worry. That damn wife of mine, she's on a roll right now, man. She is like, no longer, man. We're taking trips. I don't want to hear about a sporting event. I don't want to hear about it. I go, all right. You know, I can't lose this wife. I don't want to go through that again. All right, Rim, thank you so much, bud. Have a great trip to Barcelona.
Thanks, bud.
All right, Jeff Rimmer joining us a little bit this morning. Talk about getting a free trip from the team, from Columbus. Wow. All right. Hey, feeling stuck these days. Been on the sidelines and can't get going. Anxiety, depression, maybe even leaning a little bit too much these days on booze. It used to be the weekends, and now you find yourself doing it every day. Every guy hits a rough patch, even the pros. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale helps you reset with real treatment for mental health and substance abuse. Expert doctors who have helped 19,000 people in 13 years. Custom care. Hey, man, music that gets through when nothing else does. No judgment, just results. That's what it's all about with the best people that know how to get through and help you get out of a funk. Most insurances accepted. Time to call an Audible. Are you ready? Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, time for weather, brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 82 degrees at the moment. Does not appear to be any rain in the forecast. The Joe Rowe Show continues now.
The point of our off-season program was to take action with what we want to do as a team in this period of time. Understanding that you can't play any games, but you can make a lot of gains in your game. I think we have a team bond has occurred, where you have a team identity, a standard has been created of how we do our business. And so what that I think is where I want it. What does that mean moving forward? I think now that you've identified that, you have the systems in place, it's the daily application and commitment to what we've started in the process. So I'm happy about where we're at. Not to be confused with that meaning anything, but so far we've put ourselves in a position to have developed our football game and ourselves as a team going into a summer break. And, you know, we'll see what the guys do with that and how they come back training camp and moving forward day at a time.
All right, Mike McDaniel. Finishing up 3 days of mini camp. Now the guys are off for next between, I think, 5 and 6 weeks till late July. Then they'll be back. I get what Mike's doing, making sure everybody's on the same page, is cleaning things up, I'm guessing, from last year. I know he's brought up guys being late a lot has been part of it, but not everything. There's a lot of different things. And hey, we can talk about culture, the new culture. We can talk about health of players. We can talk about improvement in the system and fixing it. And the Tua thing, obviously, and Tua needs a running game to help him. And Tua needs better blocking up front. And Tua needs his receivers to hold on to the ball and got to get the right calls. And Tua's got to get rid. You know, listen, man, I had a long talking. People still talk about Tua a lot. And why not? He's starting quarterback, and he got the big contract. He got paid. He joined the big club, the 50-plus million, a year club. He didn't get hurt on purpose. He doesn't. I mean, you know, you can't control. We're all laughing about all of us being injured and at some point or another. But he's had his share in the concussions especially. You know, you think concussion in the NFL, first guy you think of is Tua. No question. But he didn't get hurt on purpose. And, you know, so he's saying all the right things about, you know, sliding earlier, making smart decisions, living for another play and not worrying about trying to, You know, his guys know he's competitive. I know he's brought that up a few times. I want the guys to know how much I care, and I want to get first downs and keep drives alive and hold on to the ball extra seconds so you guys can get open. And I think this last six games has, once again, been a wake-up call for him to make good decisions and Mike help him by the system that he runs. And obviously a better running game will help. That'll be the first thing, a better running game this year will help for sure. But it's going to get down to this, man. You got to win games. I know you're going to play with young guys. You're going to coach them up. I know everybody's excited coming out of OTAs and mini camps about a lot of the young guys, especially the young defensive tackles and a big offensive guard. I know everybody's kind of penciled those guys in for a lot of playing time. Some of them are going to start. They want to be coached. They want to get ready to go. They know it's a great opportunity to come in and play right away. They look around and they realize they are going to play a lot. So that's all good. I think we should be doing that. I'm tired of bringing in old vets at the end and paying guys a lot of money. Then you got to give them another extension and then they're pouting and they're not happy. And that leads me to the other part of this with Mike and the team. Mike's not the only guy. A lot of teams deal with this. Keeping everybody happy in the offense. And when they're not, they got to understand. Listen, I've never played with a receiver, a frontline receiver that had two or three catches, even if you won by 30, that was happy. They're happy you won, don't get me wrong, but they weren't happy when they realized they had three catches for 42 yards. They weren't happy. And that's never going to change. Matter of fact, it's gotten worse. But you can't act it out. You can be mad. You go to the coach. You can talk to your coordinator, obviously. Probably stay away from the head coach on that. But you can talk to your position coach. You can talk to other people. But you can't destroy the team. You just can't destroy what everybody else is doing. And you can't become toxic at practice and pouting and all the other things. And then the other thing is just all the outside stuff has just got to stop. The stuff that we had week one, just, and I'm not here blaming anybody, but it just can't happen. That can't happen. That can't happen. We point fingers, that can't happen. Right off the bat, first game, I've never, ever seen anything like that. First game of the season, a couple hours before the game, just a couple, and videos coming out of your best player on the sidewalk in handcuffs. You can't make that up. You're getting ready to play a game with a guy coming off two great years, voted the best player in the National Football League, number one, by the players. And there he is, the guy you're all fired up with. Your fans, by the way, driving by to see it. And we won the game. He had, I think, might have had his best game of the year, yards-wise. He had an 80-yard touchdown in that game to help us come back and win that game against Jacksonville. But, I mean, that stuff is just, because now all that plays out for a month or a month and a half. And every, you know, kind of divides everybody and all the other things. And the other players got to stop and help him. The other players got to get involved. You just never see that stuff happen. I see guys get pulled over before a game. I've seen my teammates speed into a game and get a little ticket before the game, or at least get out of a ticket. If you tell the police officer they're going to play a football game, they're in a little bit of a hurry. But I never see anything like that, ever. And just things would be a lot better if we can keep some of that stuff out. That it's hard enough to win games. And Mike says this, distractions will kill you. Distractions will kill you. And then the biggest thing's going to be this, folks. How good are we talent-wise? At some point, I think coaching's going to set them up in position. Now the question is, do we have enough talent? I know we have enough talent at certain positions. We do. I think we have plenty of talent at certain positions. How quickly can some of the positions develop is going to be big, one of the stories. But overall, do you have enough talent, knowing you're going to have some injuries, and hopefully the three guys that need to stay healthy, the most important three guys to me personally, and some of you will disagree, obviously Tua, we'll agree on that, is going to be your two defensive ends that have had injury, and Bradley Chubb missed all of last year. We need him for 17 games. And also the guy on the other side, Jalen Phillips, we need him healthy for 17 games to go with Chop Robinson. We need to get those guys back. Missed a lot of time last year. Need them back. See what the pass rush looks like with those three guys at 100%, hopefully here by the time camp rolls around. We got to go to break, man. Got the best of three series with the Panthers. Man, this is last night at the game. And I want to thank, by the way, want to thank Amaranth Bank and everybody, Jerry and Orly and all the other guys, and had a great time with Sean and everybody else and watching the game. I appreciate the ticket to sit in there and watch it. Boy, what a game. I've seen three games down and watch Edmonton come back and win the next three. That's get to a game seven. Last night I saw a dominant first period and Edmonton sloppy penalties ends up hurting them. They're down 3-0 after one. Totally dominated shots and everything else in the first period. And then they come back in the second period and look like a different team and tied up at 3-3. And then all the other crazy stuff. You go down 4-3. Reinhardt gets a goal. You tie it up. You take it to overtime. You have chances. They have chances. Just a crazy, crazy game. These Panther-Edmonton Oiler games are just absolutely nuts. All right. Right now, I want to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers, my jeweler. Incredible offer going on right now for you. And first of all, before I tell you, Jeff and Amanda and the family of Beverly's Jewelers and that professional staff they have, they got something for every occasion. I'm telling you firsthand because I've been going there for 35 years. Birthdays, anniversaries, upgrades on diamond engagement rings, something bigger as things go well, or you're just looking to get a diamond engagement ring. Matter of fact, speaking of engagement rings, they got a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity E-Color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. It's gorgeous. It is gorgeous. You should stop by Beverly's Jewelers in Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard just to see that ring. Choose from all shapes. They have larger sizes available if you want to go there. But hurry, this deal is only for a limited time. Gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's Jewelers, and you can too, as I said, in Fort Lauderdale or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, by the way, where South Florida really does get engaged.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Man, I'm trying like hell on no sleep to get over that loss last night. Gosh darn, it was fun, though. Fun being there. Fun being in. And win or lose, man, just to have the Heat know what it's like, and Heat fans know what it's like to have those championship series and best of sevens and leading up to it. But last night was having a Stanley Cup Finals here in at Sunrise at Amaranth Bank is really cool. Just a really great environment. Oh, my God. It just a natural, just high rush to, as a fan, to seeing people jacked up and how loud it got as the guys were getting ready to come out on the ice last night. It was just crazy. And the stuff they do for the military and the veterans, just a great show. Really was. The whole thing. The whole thing is just, it's great. You see all the players, you know who they are now, and just a lot different. A lot different when you got a lot of really good players and they've been on the same team for a while where you can get their jerseys and they're still here and you can root for them and, you know, they've recently helped you win games and, you know, led by Big Bob coming out first and everything. And listen, it was a disappointing loss last night. It's now a best of three. They're not down. It's 2-2. But yes, you're going to have to get a win on the road in Edmonton. No question about it. By the way, before we get back, I want to let everybody know, if you got some time and you'd like to come out and join us, if you care about your health, you may have some questions about your health, Baptist Health got a great program. I want to invite you to join Alonzo Mourning and a few of his friends and some doctors out there to talk about your health on tomorrow, the Tank Brewery. You can learn how to take charge of your health with things, especially as we old schoolers don't always take care of issues we should, and we don't get physicals when we're supposed to. And listen, a lot of great stuff there. But on top of all that, come out and see Dan Marino, Glenn Rice, Alonzo Mourning. Yeah, no question about it. It's an invitation for Alonzo Mourning. To come on out and join us. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/Zotime. But they're going to have all kinds of really, really cool stuff for the kids. Health screening, really cool, cool stuff set up for games and stuff for the kids. And have a DJ out there. So we're going to have a lot of giveaways and prizes as well. And as I said, besides Alonzo Mourning, Dan Marino, Glenn Rice, and Kim Bocamper will all be out there with me tomorrow. Love to see you out there if you got some time. Again, it's down in Miami, the Tank Brewery, 5100 Northwest 72nd Avenue. Just check it out. If you haven't, go to baptisthealth.net/Zotime. Man, I hope you're out there tomorrow. We'll be there from 10 to 1 o'clock. Three hours. Love to, and bring the family. It's not like a guy's thing only. Bring everybody out with you. And we're going to do it again. Baptist Health did this last year, and they're doing it again. So we hope everybody have a chance to come on out and join us tomorrow morning. Hey, by the way, we've been talking about a lot of different things this morning. And, well, actually, you know, we keep talking about all the baseball teams on the road, but they'll be home next week. But we also have Inter Miami is going to be playing tomorrow at Hard Rock Stadium. And it's so funny because when Messi got here, that's all we talked about is we need something bigger so people can get out and see maybe the greatest player of all time. And so if you don't have tickets, they're going to play that Club World Cup, and they'll have their first game tomorrow night at Hard Rock Stadium. So I wanted to mention that in case you're looking for things to do.
If you're looking to for a watch party here, Joe,
I know I'm going to be. I knew that was coming. Yeah, go ahead.
You teed me up for that one beautifully. I'll be at Waxy's Irish Pub in Fort Lauderdale Thursday, June 19th, 3 o'clock. For a FIFA World Cup watch party. We'll be giving away tickets every 30 minutes, by the way, to see Inter Miami play in the Club World Cup at Hard Rock on June 23rd. So you can come to Waxy's Irish Pub, watch the game with me, win tickets, ice cold beer specials.
Yeah.
For more info, WQAM.com. Again, that is Thursday, June 19th at 3 o'clock.
I am really curious to see one of our MLS teams that gets knocked all the time, that the quality of soccer is not up with everybody else, which I get. I get the Premier League, La Liga, and some of the other leagues that they have out there in different countries. They got some great leagues. I'm wondering how we do against some of the teams are going to be playing. I think it's going to be really, really interesting for all these clubs that got invited. What is it, 32 teams, if I'm not mistaken, to see how everybody plays. But if you want to get, haven't been able, oh, the tickets are too expensive, they're too hard to get, well, Hard Rock Stadium's got them for you, man. So if you want to go out and watch Inter Miami, it's a great opportunity to do it tomorrow night. All right, so on top of promoting all this stuff going on, we also have Panthers now, best of three series. We have mini camps are over, and now it's time to hopefully, well, a couple things they had to get done, actually, a lot of things. I'm guessing still going to get another veteran cornerback. Second of all, we got to take care of Jonnu Smith and Zach Seeler. Last thing we want them to do is be hanging out at camp and not involved, because they're both really, really important players to this team. And we got to find Jalen Ramsey, maybe top of that priority list, is get Jalen Ramsey out of here, and then you don't have to answer the question and get all fired up. Got to find Jalen Ramsey a new home. And it may cost you a little bit of money. You may have to pay some of that salary to get rid of them. And so we'll see. That's all coming up here in, I'm guessing soon, right? A lot of guys and a lot of these veteran cornerbacks going to be looking for jobs. They're not going to want to be sitting out and missing games and missing camp. Where last thing you want is a veteran guy miss camp and you sign him to come in. That's almost guaranteed injury. That has got injury written all over for the guy that shows up 1 week before camp. You know that off week before the season starts now that they have? The guy signed for that. And by the way, I'm just going, he's done. If you start him, he's done soon. He won't see three games. He'll be hurt.
It's going to be an interesting month, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, my God, for that too.
What is it, six weeks?
I think it is between 5 and 6.
So if the first thing is you got to make sure number 10 lays low.
Yes, that's fair.
That would be a key.
All raving reviews about him, right? So far. Let's see.
Great. No, it's good. It's good, but just, you know, lay low.
You can get girlfriends and all that stuff and hang out. I don't expect you to, you know, give up on your social life, but just,
yeah, but
water parks are good. Hanging out at the water parks are good.
You like a good water park?
I think that's a good place for him. It's a good place for him to be seen. That's good.
Which one was he at? Was he at the one in Aventura over there?
I don't know.
Haven't been to that one yet, have you?
I think they said he's in Orlando.
Oh, they got some good ones over there.
Yeah, they got everything up there. Got everything.
Disney World's a good place to go if you want to lay low. That's right. It's usually safe
over
there.
He's got kids. Probably love to go up there with Dad. Yeah, he could do that. I'm not considering come up with a list of things that he can do.
You want to plan out his 6 weeks?
No,
here?
I'm not. I can't take care of my own group.
Here's where to go, where not to go.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. But yeah, there's a list of things the Dolphins still have to do, and to get ready for this thing. They're still right. You want to get contracts done. I think everybody knows that. So whatever it is, like if Ramsey's still here for some reason, and you don't have that deal done by camp, which I think it will be, then you got to hear that every day. That's a priority. Then an update on Jonnu Smith and Zach Seeler's contracts every day. You got to hear that. That you just, Mike's talked about this. That's noise. That you want to be able to talk about guys all out there doing it. By the way, I think Mike's going to be cutting back on that veteran day off. That thing might be gone. That thing might have been ruined after you know who last year said he wasn't practicing enough.
Well, it'd be nice when they get to camp to talk about football.
Yeah.
Instead of money and culture and whatever other nonsense they've been talking about.
Well, it's not nonsense because
I know it's important, but
you
like
do need
they're
it.
Off-season topics, right?
Yes.
Like it would be nice to just let's dive into football when training camp starts.
You would like to be one of the teams that just
about,
everybody's,
you know,
talking
same
about
same stuff,
right?
On time.
How
like, I don't want to hear on time again.
No, I'm with you. That
we got that. What was that? 2 days. I mean, all these press conferences. By the way, you could run them as one.
You just hit my. Number one. Enough.
I just don't want to hear about it anymore.
By the way, if you're late after Mike has gone through all this stuff and openly talks about it, and by the way, when he talks about culture, he always talks about first thing is be on time. If there's an idiot on this team, whether he's young or he's been around for 9 or 10 years.
And still showing up late.
That still shows up late. F him, man. Get friggin' rid of him. Unless he's really good. And then we'll put up a little bit more.
Okay.
All right. Anyway.
You're right. But hey, man, I thought like what Lewis Riddick was saying earlier, like he's right. Like Mike's got to rework this offense.
Oh, they are.
They have caught up to him in a major way. I was watching Ryan Clark saying the same thing, too. Like, they have caught up clearly to what the Dolphins are doing. Like, they have to make some changes.
Mike is a lot smarter than I am.
More concerned about that than guys, you know, showing up on time or whatever they keep talking about.
I would love to stop hearing about too deep, and only thing I want to hear about, we are chewing up too deep. We are chewing up guys that play too deep. We're chewing up guys that try to sneak up. We're going over the top. That's all I want to hear. That too deep thing, folks, is not new. It's been around before Mike was born, I was born, everybody else. Bo was born. Hey, 9 o'clock hour is coming up. You know who I saw last night? I saw Eric at Air Around the Clock, air conditioning and plumbing right in front of me last night. I said, hey, man, what are you doing? You get up at 4 in the friggin' morning. What are you doing? He goes, hey, man, I've actually already got a bunch of people coming up. I got new air conditioning units going out. I got plumbers going out this weekend. I got everybody work. I said, man, you're getting to act like your dad now, man. That's how he used to be. Like the guy, he'd be watching an event or having a nice dinner. He was already thinking about work. That's what's made Air Around the Clock air conditioning and plumbing so successful, man. 36 years in the business, 135 trucks on the road every day, 7 days a week. Trained and certified technicians that know what they're doing, ready to go for you. Not only that, but we have great plumbers. We have amazing amount in stock in our warehouse of air conditioning units, all different sizes, as well as water heaters. Hey, man, when you blow out a water heater or you blow out an air conditioning unit and you know it's dead and you know it's not coming back, it's nice to know that somebody can come out quickly with an air conditioning unit and install it for you. Got financing plans to help you out as well. They do it all. Family-owned and operated and doing great work. That's why I always tell everybody, man, they're about great service. Always been. Air Around the Clock, air conditioning, plumbing are about great service. And when you have a problem, you can call them, and they're coming out quickly as possible. That's why we have so many trucks, so many great people working at Air Around the Clock, air conditioning and plumbing. 1-888-349-6922. Make sure you tell them Joe Rose said to give him a call at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.